Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. In today's episode, we'll cover Jesus' promised return and the hope of being reunited with departed loved ones in Christ. Bible verses for today are found in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18. For the Lord himself, with a word of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God will come down from heaven, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we, who are alive, who are left, will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, console one another with these words. That's 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18.
Let's dive into a conversation about the end times, a topic that is really important to all. Just think about it for a moment. Our entire lives are leading up to that incredible moment when Jesus comes back and everything changes. It's a pretty heavy topic to think about because, let's face it, we all have to face death at some point. And none of us have come back from the dead, right? Well, except for one person, Jesus Christ. He's the only one who has experienced death and triumphantly returned to life. Now here's the amazing part. That same power that brought Jesus back from the dead? Yeah, that is the very power that will raise all of us who believe in him. It's not just some vague spiritual experience. It's real, tangible, and it's the power of God. Can you believe it? With just a command, the voice of an archangel, and the trumpet of God, Jesus will come down from heaven. And here's the even more mind-blowing part. The dead in Christ will rise first. They will be reunited with their Savior forever. From that moment on, we will always be with the Lord. Forever. No more separation, no more pain, just pure, unending joy in His presence. So, in light of all this mind-blowing truth, Paul gives us some really good advice. Console one another with these words. Think about it. When we know that we have this incredible future ahead of us, it changes everything. It gives us hope. It gives us comfort. So let's hold on to this truth tightly. Remember that the end times, despite how scary and uncertain they might seem, are also filled with promise and hope. And you know what? Let's not keep this hope to ourselves. Instead, let's share it with others. Let's be the ones to bring comfort and encouragement along the way. Because when it comes down to it, it's not the little things in life that truly matter. It's not the temporary hardships or setbacks that define us. What truly matters is the eternal promise of being with the Lord forever. And trust me, that's definitely something worth holding on to. So as we navigate through life, let's keep our heads up and our hearts full of hope. Let's console one another with the incredible words of truth that Paul has given us. We have an amazing future waiting for us, one where we will be forever in the presence of the Lord. It's a promise that brings peace and reassurance. And it's something that we can share with others, reminding them that there is more to this world than meets the eye. In conclusion, let's face the end times with confidence and hope. We know what awaits us, and it's truly incredible. So, let's encourage one another, comfort one another, and share the joyous truth of our eternal destiny.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, as we reflect on the profound truths revealed in your word, we are filled with gratitude for the hope and assurance found in Christ Jesus. Thank you for the promise of his return and our eternal union with him. Grant us the strength to console and encourage one another with these words, sharing the joyous anticipation of our heavenly home. Guide us in navigating life's journey with unwavering faith and steadfast hope in your unfailing love. Amen. Goodbye, and thank you for sharing this time together. May blessings of peace, joy, and strength accompany you on your journey ahead.